transpired into our second board that maybe we bought a Jaguar without power windows and power steering. And I think video boards are more important. Maybe I could drive that Jaguar without power steering and power windows. But in our industry, you need those amenities.
Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner, here with Matt Anderson. Today, we're joined by Katie Dannemiller. She's the Vice President of Baseball Operations for the Greensboro Grasshoppers. She joins us to talk about her experience with video displays at minor league baseball, including everything from purchasing decisions to service and support. And we're here today with Katie from the Grasshoppers. Katie, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine, thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us today, Katie. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. All right. We'd like to start with just a little bit of background to yourself. 15th season with the Grasshoppers, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. 23 years overall in this game of baseball.
Wow. So maybe just for our listeners, could you give us a little bit of an explanation of kind of what is your role with the Grasshoppers and kind of what does your day-to-day look like?
Well, it's in minor league baseball, our roles are very diverse. We do wear many, many hats, which is one of the exciting things, and that's probably why I have stayed in minor league baseball for the length of time that I have. I did have a short stint at the major league level, which was absolutely fantastic, but saw my passions in the minor league industry and came back to that environment. And we do anything from sales to meaning sponsorship sales, group sales, individual ticket sales, entertainment on the field, and then, of course, the most fun is putting together our video board operations and our graphics that go up to entertain our fans. And I always tell people that we're in the entertainment industry and baseball's secondary. Now, of course, baseball doesn't want to hear that, but yep. Baseball is our stage, and we entertain people and get them to come and watch our stage. So it really is a fun environment.
Yeah, it's definitely something I know. I brought my son to professional sports games and then also minor league games. And the, you know, you mentioned the entertainment and games and things that go on at a minor league level have definitely, you know, made him a lot more excited about those types of venues and coming and check that out. What is your favorite part about working with that? Is it just kind of the entertainment first thing makes it a little bit more fun?
It's the intimacy to the fans and the outside the box thinking that we can do at the minor league level. The atmosphere, family fun, that all is so appealing. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm very fortunate to also work on the baseball operations side, meaning that I touch more of our affiliate side. So I have the good relationships with our affiliate, and I am able to do the baseball travel side and the budget sides and what it takes to be a first-class partner with your major league affiliate. So I'm very fortunate that in my career, I've gotten to be very hands-on on both sides of the business. But I will say on the entertainment side and the majority of what we do, it is just the fun and what we can provide families and the children.
Right, right. And on that fun, have you seen how video boards play into that fan experience and connect with those on that intimate level?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. You know that in let's say I'll never be in this position with Daktronics, but when that moment that board goes black because you're having an issue with operating the board, that's just complete devastation. Basically, yeah. Your whole environment has been crushed. Now, if you're a professional, you can work through that. But and that just goes to prove the point that is the focal point of what we're doing in the entertainment. It not only is showing for the baseball novice the balls and strikes and outs and score of the game, but it's also showing the excitement and the entertainment of what's going on. And of course, it helps put our sponsorships in place because we've got large area up on the board where we're showcasing those that are great partners of ours.
And I suppose they don't like that either if the board were all of a sudden to go black and they're paying for the sponsorship to be up on there, right?
No. And I don't ever, and nor do I expect to with my partnership with Daktronics, I don't ever want to go black again in my life on a video board. It's not a good feeling.
That
kinda... But it does teach you patience, and it does teach you how to just stay calm and know that it'll get fixed.
Yeah, and that kind of tied into the question I was going to ask next, Katie, was, you know, you talked about how you use your video boards. You mentioned sponsorships, you have game data, fan experience stuff. Is there anything cool or unique that you guys do with your video boards that you want to highlight?
People say right or wrong, we have done a lot of in-game commercials where we have let our sponsors tell their story through a 30-second, 15-second, or 30-second commercial. Now, I think you have to be careful how much you build those into your show, because you also want to use your video board for all of the high-energy graphics that you want to put up that is drawing the eye immediately to the video board, whereas a commercial, sometimes if you put too many in, it might become a little less noticeable and people will stop watching it. But I think we've done a great job with being able to marry our entertainment and our sponsors with commercials and helping get the message across.
It's a lot about probably meeting with those sponsors, right, to make sure everyone's on the same level so they're not just, you know, giving you a standard type of logo or something to go with. You want them to be more engaged with you so that they do get more out of it.
So it's a lot of meetings, and then once you sell something that involves the video board, that goes up on the video board, it really is a meticulous process to execute that through our production staff to make sure it's getting executed properly. Mm-hmm. Come the year end, when we have our proof of performances, we need to know and go back and tell sponsor A that your graphic or your entertainment piece went up on the video board this many times and you did get this many seconds or minutes that we allocated to your sponsorship.
Right. And it's not just the sponsorships too that you're getting out on that display. Going back to the overall use, it's the right mix of content to get that right fan experience down and provide an entertaining show for everybody in attendance. And I'm going to touch on something really quick. You mentioned the display going black, and you never want that to happen, and nobody ever wants that to happen, that's for sure. So you've had some interesting history with the video boards. What's that history like for you, and how did you kind of work through a few of those hiccups or installations?
I think when you start anywhere in a career and you continue to stay in that career, and be fortunate as much as I have been, you initially go back to your first relationships and your feel-good relationships. And back when I was on the initial team for the Akron Arrows at the time, now the Akron Rubber Ducks, we went with Daktronix for our video board. And that was back in 1996. So many things have changed and many things have evolved. Mm-hmm. And I was able, in another one of my career paths, be engaged with Daktronix again. And then as I came here to Greensboro, I came in year two of a new ballpark. And, of course, the board was already put in place, and the board was fine at the time. I didn't have any qualms about it, and my staff seemed to be running it fine and seemed to be operating. But then comes those early years when you start to have issues and parts aren't available and they're harder and harder to get. And that's just a case, I think, of companies that maybe have moved on or moved in different directions. And you have to be able to be very prepared when talking to your ownership group that, hey, this might only be a 3 or 4 year thing, but I'm sorry, we're going to need to move on to a new video board. That's a big decision, big, big decision. And that's basically what happened here. And we moved on, and I felt we did our homework very well. And I think that our homework transpired into our second board that maybe we bought a Jaguar without power windows and power steering, which at the time that sounded great. You know, it was a great, great price, but mm-hmm. I think video boards are more important. Maybe I could drive that Jaguar without power steering and power windows. But in our industry, you need those amenities. And I think you really learn those things once you have been through the process a couple different times.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, having to have that tough conversation about saying, you know, you're only 3 to 4 years in, and buying a video display is a large and important purchase. Do you know, like, kind of either your expectation or just ownership's expectation when you buy a video display? What is the, you know, how many years are you hoping to get that to last?
Well, ultimately, you want it to go 8 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. However, that might be pushing it because technology, the evolution of technology, is at such a rapid pace. But that it's a very, for a minor league baseball team, a video board is a huge investment, and you really want to make sure you're analyzing that investment properly. And I think, to my advantage and to the leaders around me here at the organization, we had already been through two, mm-hmm. which two in too short a time. So we were very, very meticulous and very, very cautious with our process. And while price is a big concern and a big factor, and it was when we chose this recent video board that we've got with Daktronics now, it was big. But what really resonates is a company that can come in and have a rich history of not having issues, have a rich history of a wonderful product, and have everything. I kept saying to Corey and Will, I just want everything under one roof. And I'm not afraid to tell you that I will be the biggest pain in your side, but I like that I know where I can call. I can pick up the phone and say, hey, I've got this problem. I need to have it fixed. Mm-hmm. Very minor problem. And boom, in walks Jeremy, our tech, and it's fixed, and it hasn't affected our production at all. Because let's be fair and honest that you're always going to have some type of technical issues. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is. Here, we seem to have a little demon that likes to come in our operations room and trip the fuses. And okay. Then all of a sudden, you know, we don't have a video board. Well, Katie's panicking and the video board's not working. Well, guess what? It has nothing to do with the video board. Our fuses were tripped from a lightning storm from the night before.
Oh, wow.
So you have to be very, very patient. But I love the fact that I'm not dealing with two or three different companies and I have to say, okay, well, who am I going to call? I love the fact that I can pick up the phone and call my rep and say, hey, I have this issue. Where should I go? Mm-hmm. And I'm directed in that manner.
And I feel like that's maybe an area that sometimes, you know, customers, other minor league teams may not think about too, is that, you know, even you mentioned that first year a display looks great, but when you're going through this process, it's more than just how the display looks on day one, right? There's this whole, I mean, you've hit on a lot already, this whole service issue of now the display's up and running, now what?
Right, and that's something that comes with a little bit of that that higher cost up front, maybe to make sure you get that right, the right technology. You know that there's always a little bit of service issue with technology in general because technology is the way it is. And like you said, a fuse can blow from a storm the night before and you just have to come in and make sure everything's ready to go all the time. But sometimes that making that initial purchase up front, the cost, like you said, is always a big investment, especially for minor league teams. But making that a little bit, maybe even that cost is a little bit higher, helps out in the long run with knowing who to call when something goes wrong.
And that was a big deciding factor between our research that we did for our third board and current board. And our ownership, I think, heard us say that, and that resonated with them, that we really want everything to be under one umbrella. And anything that we need, I have one point person. And I think they respected that, and they knew that it might cost maybe a little bit more, but it was worth getting it. And now we were getting the powered windows and the power steering, and it's worth it. You definitely don't want to, and I understand everybody has a budget, and we had a very tight budget, mm-hmm. but you don't want to skimp. And I think once you've maybe skimped a little bit and you've gotten burnt in a couple times, that really, really, really is a big thing to keep in mind.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, having to have replacement parts and spending less time coming through. So when it's, I mean, that weighs into it too. When you're looking at your budget each year, you have to decide on, okay, do we need to worry about this video board being replaced? We don't have to worry about all this, or you know, is it spent in other places, right?
Correct. And it just, I can't speak enough about the full service, and that's what I call it. I've got full service with my video board when I speak of Dectronics. And I feel if for some reason Will was no longer with Dectronics, or for some reason Corey was no longer with Dectronics, or they weren't reachable, or Jeremy isn't reachable, the 1-800 customer service support is always there, and they're not going anywhere. Now, right. I'm a very hands-on. I like to go directly to Corey, and I'd love to go directly to Jeremy, and I think they'd love to send me to 1-800 more often, but that's what I like, is they don't. They still continue to service me by me going direct to them.
I think we're completely okay with you bugging Corey as much as you want.
Right. So you mentioned even with the bigger purchase and making sure that you don't skimp on parts, or when you're looking at the display purchase, you don't skimp here or there. In skimping in the past, have you noticed that having to bring up a new video display earlier than you expected, has that bled into not being able to do something in other areas or other capital expenditures for your team?
I don't think so much. I think it may have handcuffed us with, say, we went on this high-end expense and we built out our equipment room. And now, I mentioned earlier how quick technology is evolving, and now maybe we might need a different piece of, it could be a luxury, or we almost need it, a different piece of equipment. That's where it might hurt a little bit. It's like, well, we just recently, last couple of years, spent this amount of money. Why do you need that new piece of equipment? That's the hard part, is saying, going to the budget makers and saying, yeah, technology has just evolved so quick that we do have a great product, but it really would be helpful to advance into this next piece of equipment.
Yeah.
That's the only area I would see it affects. A total operation, no, I don't think so.
Okay.
And then we've been kind of talking a lot about the purchasing, you know, kind of the display and things to be aware of when a customer goes through. Were you involved kind of in the installation or the project management of it too? How did all that go?
Oh, you watch it every day going up and the installation, and it was just phenomenal. The team, the sign company that was brought in on behalf of Dactronics to install our video board and to install the steel and everything that it takes. They were fabulous to work with. As a matter of fact, they were a local company about 20 miles east of here, and I ended up having them do a few other things for us that we were doing some capital improvements upon on our food and beverage side. We needed some signage. So that process, and I kept telling Corey and Will how great they were. The install was fantastic.
That's awesome to hear. And you mentioned, you know, nearby, like how important is it to have someone nearby or local to be able to help out with, you know, either installation or when you need help on site?
Well, the install company, again, I used them for some other sign projects. They were a sign company that actually installed it. But that's another appealing aspect of Dactronics, is the service reps on the ground, the boots on the ground. And right away, I was shown who our service reps would be, and also in the outlying area, if Jeremy wasn't available, this person that oversees Hickory or in this area, they would be available. And in the very initial, as we know, we all know that you get your new board up and running, you're going to have a few glitches getting used to it and operating it. And there had been a time when Jeremy wasn't available, and boom, here comes, and I can't recall his name, but here comes the other person in from the Hickory area that's a Dactronics service employee, and he's right here at my heels to help. So that was really, really a big, big deciding factor on going with Dactronics.
Yeah, definitely. Having an actual face and a person to get to know kind of helps versus just someone over the phone all the time, right?
Oh, it's so beneficial.
And thinking about, you know, I always like to ask customers too, is when they first have their display for their first event to, I don't know, either the end of that season, sometimes the next season, they kind of learn how to use the display during a game. Is there anything you guys have used the display for that, you know, you've learned since day one when you first used it?
I think the there's so much more potential that we're not using, that we just get in and it's always such a crush. You get the video board in and then you go right into the season and you're using it the best way you're supposed to. I think the off season lends itself for learning all those unique ways, maybe of what you just mentioned. And the one thing that I am really looking forward to putting together this off season is utilizing the DAC stats. And that's another bells and whistle of the video board that we are not using that we should be using. So that's one of the things we're focused on this off season is incorporating DAC stats.
I was going to ask, sometimes people aren't aware or ready to say it, but it was always, is there any teasers to what you're going to be doing in the next coming season with it?
Right.
DAC stats and Frank, your graphics is going to be helping me. He'll be very happy once I finally get this done because I've been dragging my feet incredibly on it. But installing some new graphics as a part of a graphics package that we got because of becoming a partner with Dactronics and putting in a Dactronics board. Again, another benefit of being with Dactronics.
Yeah, and we always ask too, like, what's your most favorite thing that you've done with the display, or that you mentioned a few things you're looking forward to. We kind of asked that. Do you have a favorite kind of promotion or aspect of the display and use that you guys do there with the Grasshoppers?
I think the best thing is to say the versatility of the board, the way you can cut the board up in different, it doesn't always have to be the same.
Mm-hmm, right.
And you can cut it up into so many different styles. We call it full board, half board, just ribbon board, and then full add panels. So that to me is the diversity that we can use the board for sponsorship partnerships, and then full board just to blast our fans with something really cool.
Okay. And with your experience or insights, was there anything that you maybe didn't realize that might have been an expense during a purchase of a video display? Or are there any things that kind of popped up afterwards after you bought a display that you weren't expecting?
I don't think there's really anything glaring. I think there's just the small things that you need to remember. You're installing new steel. So in our case, we had to get the steel painted. And that's an added expense, getting the steel painted. So you just have to be very meticulous and make sure you're covering all your bases. But I think if you're looking for a board and you're in the process of maybe, like we were, our third board or even your second board, you're going to make sure you cover all those areas and there's no hidden expenses.
Yeah, that's kind of the area we always ask customers too, is like, you know, there's other customers currently going through the process, whether it's, you know, with Dactronics or not, but is there anything that you would suggest in your experience to help them out with their purchase decision?
Oh, the best thing I can suggest is do your homework, and if you think you need something for the board or you think you're missing something, ask your sales rep. I mean, Corey can tell you, we went back and forth and had numerous questions and had some additions, had some things deleted out. It's not an overnight process. It's a process that builds a relationship, and you should be comfortable asking as many questions as you can. That's what Corey's good at. And Will, I know Will from my early days in baseball and in the Cleveland area in Akron, and he was my first point of contact in the first Dactronics relationship. And look at that. He's still in 2019, still with Dactronics.
Yeah.
So that goes to show you that there's some good continuity there, and it's a good company, and you cannot ask enough questions.
All right. Yeah. And how is everything going today now that you've had the first season under your belt?
It's going great. We love it. We love the board, and we can still grow with the board. We can still learn to do different things, but that's the beauty of having a nice new big video board and the importance of having a good production person to run that board. That's just as important as well. You can't put up that big board and not put an investment into somebody to operate the board.
And I got to imagine that gives you a little bit of a peace of mind at night now, not having to worry about that board going black like that.
Very much so. You have no idea. No idea.
Well, Katie, we want to thank you for coming on and sharing your experiences today. Is there anything else you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, thank you for having me. And again, I know I've said it enough, but we're thrilled to partner with Dactronix, and I would highly recommend Dactronix to anybody that's in the process of looking for a new video board.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Katie.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Dactronix Experience Podcast. For more information, visit www.dactronix.com.